This podcast is brought to you by our sponsors at Loserpool. Be the last man standing and win £1,000 guaranteed at loserpool.com. For all your taxi needs, download the ADT Taxi app on your smartphone and book your taxi now at ADT Taxis. Welcome everyone to this week's episode of the Leicester Fan TV podcast. You might be watching us through YouTube, or you could be listening to us on Apple Podcasts or maybe SoundCloud. Wherever you are, make sure you hit the subscribe button. Right, you can follow us at Leicester Fan TV on socials and also our website leicesterfantv.com for all news and competitions and prizes. We've got bits and bobs to give away, including a pink shirt, a Leicester pink shirt from Pink Vehicle Leasing. Thanks to them for giving us a couple of those shirts to give away. So hop over to leicesterfantv.com right now and enter those competitions. They are genuine, they are real, they are legit. Hop over there right now. Right, got Charlie Hawkins coming up on the line on Love Sport Radio. Going to talk all sorts to do with the Villa game, where Leicester just beat Villa 4-0 and look like they're bouncing back to the way we were before the slump. Probably the Chelsea fixture coming up, the FA Cup clash as well. That's going to be an interesting fixture. And we've got Nigel Pearson's Watford. What a weird fixture that is, seeing our that Nigel Pearson's last time around was a Leicester manager against Watford. And we all know that Watford fixture of the playoffs. Man, the knockout penalty that he misses, gets hoofed to the other side, and Troy Deeney breaks all our hearts. That still sits there in memory, although if it hadn't happened, we probably wouldn't have won the Premier League. You know, fate is fate, and that's it. But, hey, you know, this is a Leicester podcast. This is your Leicester podcast. Let's fire away with Charlie Hawkins first, and then we will have a look at the interview with Steve Walsh and Muzzy Izzet from Philip Holloway.
You are listening to the Leicester City Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins. Well, this is the station where we're giving you, the fans, a chance to have your say. We've got your team covered with Churchill Business Insurance. And I'm delighted to say, on this Foxes Takeover, this Tuesday at 8 o'clock, what a difference a week makes. Last week, we were talking about how we were all getting a little fed up. Where was the next Premier League win coming from? Now, it was a run of no wins in 2 months, all the while still sitting comfortably in that top four race. But it was a crushing, cruising defeat of Villa last night, 4-0. Roger Sand, the team, are back on top and up and running. But was it last week's victory in the Cup to Birmingham that sparked the side back into life? To tell us all about it, and we have to start with last night's romping performance at home, Lee, we are joined by you, Mr. Lee Chappie, Mr. Leicester City himself. And all this football stuff, Lee, is starting to become enjoyable again, isn't it?
You know, after last night, I bet you were thinking, we're going to have a good show today, aren't we?
I was. It was what I prayed for. I thought, my mate Lee's been very down in the dumps. He's still coming on. He's still providing us with the goods. His team of it, a little bit of a rocky patch, but we've got through it, Lee.
Mate, it's as if by magic, the old Leicester City appeared. It was mad last night. Brendan Rodgers shuffled the deck, and what a performance by the boys. Aston Villa were poor, really poor. But some changes that I like to see. Probably Ben Chilwell being taken off because of an injury, but it worked out really well because Double J, James Justin, wasn't he good last night? My word.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many players I want to talk about. I mean, what a night, what a game. We could easily make this the Jamie Vardy, the Harvey Barnes, and Indy back in the side. But James Justin, a player, just where have they unearthed this gem from? Obviously, now only getting his first few appearances for Leicester. I want to come on to him a little bit. But on that collectively, on that team performance, they are back to their best. And Villa were poor, but this was Leicester at their blistering flying best, wasn't it?
Yeah, you don't make mistakes, first of all, against Leicester. Not like that, anyway, Pepe Reina. It's like someone was holding the Y button on FIFA and bringing the goalkeeper out too early. You know, it was just like, what's he doing? And after that, it was just, we all just ran riot, really, didn't we? I've got to say, by the way, Harvey Barnes, wow. what a performance he had. I've seen Twitter posts all over social media today getting him into the England squad and blah, 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 blah. Probably a bit mad, considering that, you know, it was one really good performance by him. Is that all it takes, two goals to get in the England team? Probably not, but he has done well this season, and he's just getting better and better and getting two goals as well, which was the first time, I think, for him, for Leicester, getting two goals in a game. So hats off to him.
Yeah, hats off to him. And I think he's a real talent that they've got on his hands. Obviously, a local boy. He had that loan spell last year, you know, was getting a lot more minutes. Now he's come into the team. And it's interesting, isn't it, Lee? Because going into that contest last night, everyone was making lots of the Maddison versus Jack Grealish debate. But there's maybe another name in this battle, and that name is Harvey Barnes.
Yeah. Just jumping on the Jack Grealish comment, I think he had the least amount of touches in any Premier League game this season so far last night, and I still think he's somewhere in Ricardo Pereira's pocket.
We haven't found him. There is a missing poster looking for Jack Grealish in the area of Leicester from last night. And we talk about Vardy as well, Lee. Obviously back on form, only came on the hour mark. You know, he went nine games in the League and Cup without scoring, and yet he got two goals last night, but in those nine games, yet still top scorer in the Premier League.
Yeah, is that a reflection on the performance of the rest of the league, or is that a reflection on how many Vardy's got ahead of the opposition and it's still giving that time to stay at the top? I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's an interesting one, but he is at the top now, and we're talking, you know, really father time. Never seems to catch up with him. That turn of pace, still at his potent best and clinical when it matters. I mean, if he was on the pitch, he definitely, for longer, he would have got that hat-trick. But there were a couple of incidents, even though on paper, for the fans that are tuning in and obviously didn't watch the game, it was a rout, 4-0, but there was an incident, Tyrone Mings, handball penalty. Bit of a tough one to take if you're a Villa fan, Lee.
To be honest with you, that VAR, again, I'm not keen on it. It probably changed the game for them, maybe. But I think there was a something not picked up a bit later on in the game. I can't remember who it was, which I thought was worse than the actual penalty given on the VAR. So, again, more refereeing problems going on. But don't take away from anything from Leicester. You know, we were outstanding. Jamie Vardy's finally on to his 100th goal for the club. He's in 99, only needs one more to hit that list of footballers, I think, of only about 20, is it 27, 28 footballers, something like that?
It's incredible that he will next join that club, yeah.
Yeah, and you know, some of them players in there, Matt Letizia, Drogba, Darren Bent, Paul Scholes, I think Peter Crouch is in there, you know, and then obviously the top, Alan Shearer, Wayne Rooney and all that. He's going to be in that elite of, you know, named players in that top 100. It's mad.
Yeah, and it is mad. And actually, I want to quickly ask you something, Lee, because I don't think we covered it. It was a few weeks ago now, maybe a month, when the Premier League announced that they are doing a Hall of Fame and they're inducting the first two members. We don't know who they are, but from Leicester, we know involved in that incredible league-winning run. For you, who would you put in from a Leicester perspective? Two names that should be in the Premier League Hall of Fame, and two non-Leicester names that you think will be those first two.
Well, you've got to pick the Premier League winners squad, first of all, because...
Well, I did give you two, Lee. You've just picked about 500.
No, I'm talking about Leicester, though. It's got to be Jamie Vardy and probably Riyad Mahrez, or could be... It's going to be Jamie Vardy, regardless. It's got to be Jamie Vardy, but I'm not sure who else. Maybe...
What about Kasper? I mean, we're talking about Schmeichel now, who's only...
Kasper's loyal.
Yeah, and he's only become the fourth Danish player to hit the 200 game mark in the Premier League. I mean, this is an incredible achievement, and I think sometimes he's a little bit overlooked how good of a keeper he is. You know, obviously the son of a legendary keeper himself.
Yeah,
he's very reliable.
Kasper's had that problem, I think, from the moment he was born, unfortunately, of being under the probably the best Premier League goalkeeper ever. To sort of match that is going to be a big ask. And he's playing for little old Leicester, not, you know, one of the elite clubs. I rolled my eyes, you can't see me, but you will do on the video that's out. I'll put this out tomorrow on our YouTube channel so you can watch this as well. So I think maybe because he's a lesser player, he doesn't get the acknowledgement of being one of the best. So I don't think he would go into the Hall of Fame just based on that. N'Golo Kanté, I think. It'll be N'Golo Kanté.
Yeah, and what about two non-Leicester players that you think, you know, that the way
what, of all time
in the Premier League that should be in that the first two names in that Premier League Hall of Fame, just off the top of your head?
Oh, come on! We all know Thierry Henry is probably the main man to go in. He's probably the greatest Premier League player in my eyes ever to grace the Premier League. And obviously, you've got to put your top goal scorer Alan Shearer in there. Yeah. It's obvious.
Yeah, I think both are in with a shout to be the first ones in. Thierry Henry and Alan Shearer. Who knows? Maybe in the next 15, 20 years, we could be talking about another name. It's high praise, but the way he played last night, James Justin, this is another gem. They bought him from Luton Town. For fans who obviously aren't in that Leicester perspective, Lee, tell us what kind of player he is, because he's only featured a handful of games now, but on to last night's showing, he's going to be getting a lot more appearances.
Yeah, he's a young, hungry player. He's almost what I thought Chilwell was probably a year and a half ago when Chilwell first made it onto the first 11 for Leicester. Desire to get the ball, go forwards, and not to be scared to just dig in as well and throw a challenge. Really, he's just it reminds me. I don't know. I'm trying to think what other lesser player that he could resemble back in the day. Ooh, it's tough. He's a different kind of character. He reminds me like of coming from like a non-league type player. It's just that raw talent, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, and we're talking about the how young this Leicester side is and the players they have. Madison, Jahavi Barnes, now Justin James, you know, Tielemans, Ndidi, they're all still so young, and now they've got another gem.
It's crazy.
James Justin. It's unbelievable where what the future holds, really, that next chapter as well, and Rodgers in next year, you know, being back in Europe as well. And we talk about, you know, getting that good bit of form back, Lee. And was it for you, was the catalyst the win against Birmingham last week? Because, all right, Birmingham in the Championship, but let's not forget, this is a team at the time who were on a 13-game unbeaten run, and it was dominant from Leicester, you know. Birmingham never really threatened. It was a hard-fought win, and it was a win that they needed, and now in the quarterfinals, where they will be at home and face Chelsea.
Going on to the Chelsea fixture, a little stat for you that I've seen earlier was every time Leicester have played Chelsea in the FA Cup, Chelsea have gone on to beat Leicester and actually win the actual FA Cup as well.
Wow. Well, we're all hoping that doesn't ring true this time.
I know.
But what are you pleased with that draw? Obviously, Chelsea quarterfinals, because we know what happened in the League Cup, heartache in the semi-finals, another good chance.
Yeah. Chelsea are looking strong, though. They're the ones that are chasing the top four position in the Premier League. Put Liverpool out of it as well, of the FA Cup, sorry. I don't know, mate. It's a tough one. It's going to be a tough fixture. And if they both care about the Cup, which I'm hoping they do, because when it hits the quarters, I think the teams step up a bit. It's going to be a clash and a half, that.
Yeah, it will be a fantastic game. Lee, always a delight to get you on and have a chat with you. Lee Chappie there from Leicester Fan TV. Make sure you check those guys out, because they're brilliant. All the videos they do, like Lee said, he will be uploading this tomorrow as well, and you can watch. But as always, you can have your say. More importantly, tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 7020 558. You can WhatsApp on the same number. But don't worry, Foxes fans, there is still the second half to come.
Love Sport. That was Charlie Hawkins from Love Sport Radio there on Leicester Fan TV. Thanks to Love Sport Radio for being a part of Leicester Fan TV and vice versa. You can go and follow Love Sport Radio on socials and also get the app Love Sport Radio to listen to them. They are growing, growing, growing. Good station, good stuff, good stuff. Right, get your comments in on your predictions for the next fixture coming up against Watford. It's going to be a mad fixture against the Nigel Pearson's men at the weekend. They're the first team to put Liverpool down a couple of weeks ago, but lost against Crystal Palace most recent game. So their form has dipped again. They have, I think their top man is injured as well, missing out the rest of his season. And I think it's going to be an interesting one because Nigel Pearson being under Watford, you know, and that heartache of the Watford-Leicester game in those playoffs. We all remember it when Knockhart missed that penalty and goes up to the other side. You know the one I'm talking about, and Deeney breaks the hearts of the Leicester fans. Oh man, it's weird to see Nigel Pearson under the Watford management coming to, you know, against Leicester. It's going to be a weird scene on TV. But that is a 12:30 kick-off, and it is on TV as well. And my predictions, I'm going to go with a Leicester win, and I'm going to go for Vardy to hit the 100th goal for his club career in the Premier League as well. I'm going to go with that. I'm going to go for Jamie Vardy. Going to go for a 2-0. Get your comments in, your predictions in. Head over to LeicesterFanTV.com. We've got some more competitions and prizes to give away. Follow us at LeicesterFanTV on Twitter, Instagram, and also on Facebook, our biggest page over there on Facebook. We have over 125,000 followers now, and it's just growing. If you're interested in sponsoring the content or getting your name or brand out on the channels, please DM us, get in touch, contact us. We are available 24/7, and there's quite a few of us that run these pages, and we've got a couple of admin as well, blah 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 blah. Right, I'm out of here. Thank you for tuning in. I shall see you on the next one. I'm hoping to get back onto the watch alongs on the channel. I just don't know, I'm trying to plan around the family life and stuff at the minute. It's difficult, but I'll get Phil on as well. I've got a little cheeky podcast for you as well. A side note, which is a little interview with Muzzy Izzet and Leicester legend Steve Walsh as well. So I've got that from Phil Holloway. So tune over to SoundCloud or iTunes on your device. I'll try and make it as a video, in fact, sod it. I'll put it on YouTube as well as a separate piece, or maybe I could edit all of this into one. I don't know what you guys like. Do you guys like short stuff, or do you guys like the long videos? Let us know in the comments, please. See you all soon, guys, and take care. All the best.